This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And, excuse me. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Yes, my voice is cracking. But I'm trying. I am trying. Now, I know that we as conservatives are not supposed to be excited about changes and disruption and actually accomplishing things, but you look at what the French are doing, and you have to think, you tell those elitist jerks, what's what, Pierre? I mean, that's what I think anyway. I mean, that's a whole lot of gumption for them. These feisty frogs are sick and tired of being forced to sacrifice their francs. And I know that they use euros, but the franc has a K sound, so it's funnier. On the carbon tax altar to Gaia, the false demigod worshipped by the smart set congregation of the creepy weather cult. Impoverish the peasants today to maybe make it a half degree cooler in 200 years. No, Monsieur, no. It's their money and they need it now. These angry French workers need that money for wine today. Now, the protesting Parisians aren't conservatives in the American sense. Lots of their demands have a lefty vibe. But what they do share with us is how the abuse the deplorables have suffered mirrors the abuse America's increasingly militant normals have to put up with. French elite has kept dumping on them for decades, impoverishing them through economic mismanagement, cronyism, and corruption. Changing their culture without bothering to ask permission through unlimited third world immigration and taxing them to increase elite wealth while stripping them on a say of their own government. Does that sound familiar to any of you? If you take away the cheese and the berets and the ridiculous accents and then subtract Donald Trump, and what's going on in France would be going down here. The difference is that we revolted at the ballot box. French elected an insider who despises the people, and he carried the elite's water. So they had no choice but to submit or to take to the streets. And in contrast, we elected an outsider who despises the elite. And, you know, Trump knows the elite intimately. They used to suck up to him for cash, and he has nothing but contempt for their greed and incompetence and weakness. He comes from the elite. He just couldn't stand where he came from. So, we don't have to take the streets to be heard. We have had Trump tweet. We have him tweeting on our behalf right now, and he is our bad orange man riot. But now the elite, with the aid of its catamite media and the Frito-Con Quisling crew, is doing everything it can to destroy this threat, the threat posed by us normal people demanding a say in how our country is run. So what happens next? Bad stuff. And the dumber members of the elite will tell you their plans if you only listen. If you think our American elite is going to suddenly rediscover its obligation to work on behalf of normals instead of using them as livestock, you haven't been paying attention just how arrogant and stupid our ruling class is. Look at their no-holds-barred quest to delegitimize and eliminate the challenge to their social grip posed by Trump. And fortunately, he's still there. No 67 senators are going to vote to impeach him because he paid off a couple of aging bimbos and through some bizarre interpretation of campaign finance law, which never seems to apply to the elite's favorites. This is somehow the worst crime ever. Treason, emollients, collusion, and more treason. Do you remember when tacky sex wasn't supposed to be an impeachable offense? Well, that was yet another special rule for establishment types. It doesn't apply to someone the normals elect. There are so clearly two sets of laws in this country, one for them and one for us. This is gasoline on the bonfire that our crappy elite has made out of the principles that provide the foundation of this nation that they inherited and that they are in the process of ruining. To the elite, they have to destroy this country to save it for themselves. And while what's happening in France has already happened here in peaceful form, it may not stay peaceful. Until now, the Trump voters have been our yellow vest people. They rioted on Election Day. But our genius betters, via a corrupt Department of Justice, want to take that peaceful outlet away. And they're seeking to do it via the Mueller witch hunt, what they couldn't do by cheating at the polls. So this leaves us no good options. We can either submit or resist. There's a problem there, because our version of resistance, thanks to culture and geography and the Second Amendment, is much uglier than the snooty Wiederland model. The French have overpriced gas they can pour into their many, many empty Cabernet bottles. Americans? Well, we have, you know, 400, 500 million guns. For normal people, this would be a very scary moment. They need to back down instead of double down. But with leaders as unwise and malignant as Pantsuit McClinton there, is that even a realistic expectation? Do you think that any of our alleged superiors truly understand that the normal people are not just going to give up participating in their own governance? If our elite betters actually got out of their kale-loving coastal enclave once in a while, they might realize that. But the elite is so intent on retaining its own power, like France's elite is, they will make disruption inevitable. And what form will this coming chaos take? It's not going to be a happy one. It's not going to be a happy one. Here's the thing. And I will say this till the very last moment. And I will say this after that moment, too. I look at everybody here as American, whether they are leftists or not. And because I look at them as American, the idea of actually getting in a resistance-type fight, which would be very quick, bothers me, as it should bother us all. It would be bad. It will be really, really bad. Where they like to congregate, the elites, they like to congregate in big cities on the coast. That is an indefensible position, tactically and geographically. We can come at them from the interior on three different sides. And the only other thing on the fourth side is the ocean, the Atlantic, or in some cases the Pacific, depending on what it is. If they decide to press this idea of continued tyranny, I hope that, I don't know what it's going to take, I hope that whatever it does take, that they figure it out and then they just allow that to happen. And let's not go this way. But let's not confuse what I hope versus what could happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. bullets in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They've got a new one coming out, and I can't tell you about it. But it does one thing so well, so much genius involved in this, that you're going to like what you see. It's a detail that is so sublime that I look at it and I was like, why couldn't I have thought of that? Anyway, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So we've got another possible government shutdown showdown just ahead of Christmas, along with news of massive protest in France against unfair and unsustainable tax policy. And if you go to conservative sites and then look at the comment section, you'll see calls to just shut it down if funding for the border wall is not included in the budget. Candidate Trump's forgotten men and women are getting antsy. Do you remember how he characterized Americans as forgotten? On January 20, 2017, during his inaugural address, newly elected President Trump rightly declared, "The wealth of the middle class has been ripped from their homes and redistributed. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries." Now, ironically, as the Democrats and their rhino pals ride roughshod over our liberties and undermine the president's accomplishment every time he turns around, Trump's middle-class revolution is spreading across the world, and lately it's happened in France. And, just to recap, Emmanuel Macron, his climate change agenda, dictated that he had to raise taxes, which in turn fueled riots in Paris and other cities. His belief in lower carbon emissions is not at all different from Obama and his would-be successor in the U.S., who vowed to bankrupt coal. And it seems sooner or later that citizens of socialist and socialist-like countries wake up to the machinations of the ruling class elite and their self-serving policy. Here in the United States, Americans witnessed leftist-funded caravans of third-world invaders at the border these past few months, which may be akin to the French hit with another tax. Nancy Pelosi, waiting in the wings to destroy the president and all of his achievements, called the protection of our border with a wall immoral. But she goes home to a million-dollar mansion surrounded by a beautiful white wall. More and more people, liberal and conservative, are questioning the left's hypocrisy and the insanity of allowing millions of illegals to be rewarded with our tax dollars. If you dare to protest against an elected representative force-feeding us their leftist propaganda about our duty to the poor migrants, we're essentially told to sit down and shut up. And the problem for Pelosi and her ilk, and like Macron of France, is that they really never really know when Americans paying their salaries will have had enough. French teacher and journalist Marie Bruniere, writing from the class struggle angle, says Macron's latest announcement of a fuel tax hike rouse diverse, if not totally incompatible, groups to rally in the streets with cries of enough is enough. Yeah. Sometimes you cut past certain details and you find that common ground. Even after the French government promised subsidies for those buying less polluting cars, protesters interviewed by Brunnery repeated the same frustration over and over again. How can I even think of buying an electric car when I can't pay my rent and when I'm out of cash by the 10th day of the month? Now, in her op-ed, she concedes that the French are paying the price for their support of a free education system from elementary school to university, and what she sarcastically says is their world-famous Social Security system, which pays all medical costs. On December 3rd, the New York Times agreed with Brunnery, reporting that the Yellow Vest protest movement in France included a mix of small business owners, independent contractors, farmers, home aides, nurses, and truck drivers. They live and work primarily in rural towns and in the suburbs or exurbs of France's big cities, many earning just enough to get by. What does that sound like? Here in the United States, Americans on both sides of the ideological divide believe that the reliance on working in middle classes to finance the estimated $135 billion per year cost of illegal immigration may eventually drive the 63 million Americans who voted for Trump into the streets. And oh my, what then? When the American middle class pays the highest price for the left's agenda of open border and social welfare programs, while simultaneously being called racist, irredeemable, and fascist, it's only a matter of time before Americans start donning their own version of the yellow vest. The problem is going to be that our yellow vest is going to be a ballistic vest. We won't have signs, we'll have weapons. We won't be protesting, we'll be resisting. And the problem that the leftist elite don't get, they don't see this. And obviously, Eric Swalwell, he doesn't see this. This would be over with before there could be any marshalling of anything going on. In Washington State, where they've just passed I-1694, law enforcement's not going to enforce that. Law enforcement is not a bunch of fools either. I mean, they realize when they are outmanned. No, there's some ways that you can't get by sheer numbers sometimes. Ask LAPD during the LA riots. Ask them about that. And sometimes it's going to take numbers beyond the police. Ask the Korean shop owners how that one worked out. The left is lurching in a direction they don't understand. They really don't understand it. And the reason I'm harping on this so much is you're not going to succeed, and not only will you not get what you want, you will change things to a degree to where it will almost be futile for quite some time to come. And who's going to correct that? The left? The right? Who's going to step forward and reestablish things? Because they will need reestablishing, because there are a bunch of people out there on the wings, offshore, waiting to see what happens with all of this. So, we have got to hope that they don't take us to this point, but, you know, at the same time, I don't get why they would even bother to come take a look at that one. That's just a losing proposition for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
President Trump, when meeting at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today, the president there seemingly digging his heels in when it comes to border security and funding for a wall, and he has at least one Republican senator who's on his side.
If I were the president, I would dig in on this, and I'd also put DACA on the table and try to solve two problems at once.
Multiple reports say that said there are at least four people dead in a mass shooting at a Christmas market in France. The gunman in the shooting is on the run, but police do know who they're looking for. A terrorism investigation is also underway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. For the last 2 or 3 years, I've been doing this. Because I can't for the life of me fathom where a bunch of these leftists would get out there and think that taking something off of radio or complaining about it means that they win. Baby, it's cold outside. That is a truly lovely duet written in 1944. About passion tantalizing the prim and the proper. And in 2018, it has become so politically radioactive, many stations refuse to play it. WDOK in Cleveland started a Christmas kerfuffle a few days ago. Their announcer, Glenn Anderson, wrote on the station webpage, "The world we live in is extra sensitive now, and people get easily offended, but in a world where hashtag MeToo has finally given women the voice they deserve, the song has no place." That's your opinion, announcer. In fact, some extra sensitive listeners got so easily offended by this inane political correctness that they pressured a few stations to rescind the baby ban. So stay tuned. And this song should actually have a prominent place in our world, and people should not be offended. Many critics with genuinely good intentions say that the suggestive song is sexist. that it smirks at date rape and should be silenced in this age of sex abuse victims screaming for stiff sentences. And that's odd, because the Oscar-winning strain about snowbound loving adults doesn't sound much like rap. The woman in this song is making all the choices. She comes to visit the man who clearly is pleased when he sings, "Been hoping you'd drop by." She's had a very good time. She sings, "This evening has been so very nice. The welcome has been so nice and warm." Persistently, he tries to persuade her to stay, presumably for the evening. He sings, "But baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there." She chooses to consume alcohol. Well, maybe just half a drink more. She asks, "Say, what's in this drink?" But the lyrics don't even hint that anything's added. So save the Bill Cosby references for the real roofie victims, would you? And she chooses to continue smoking. But maybe just a cigarette more. She is acutely aware of what family and friends and neighbors will think of her if she stays. By singing, "My maiden's aunt's mind is vicious." She knows what society expects of a single woman in the 1940s. She sings out to say, "No, no, no, sir." But she already is rehearsing her excuse for the day after. When she sings, "At least I'm going to say that I tried." And this grown-up knows what she will weather after she spends the night there. She sings, "There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there will be plenty implied." And the song ends with both singing, "Baby, it's cold outside," which suggests she has chosen to stay with him, even though she knows she is violating societal norms. And good for her. And, I mean, why is this an issue today? That she's chosen to spend the night. This is not, we don't live, you know, one of my favorite movies is Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly and Raymond Burr and a few other people. And I like it because of the time, you know, back in that time, things were different. And I yearn for us to be in that kind of world where we regard each other in this, in these ways. But in this movie, at one point, Grace Kelly's decided she's going to spend the night with Jimmy Stewart, who has broken his leg. He's a photographer. He's broken his leg and he's wheelchair bound. And nothing's going to happen because he's in a body cast. There's going to be no hijinks. So his friend, who he knew from the military, who's now a lawman, comes by, and they're trying to figure out if somebody's killed somebody across the way in out the rear window that he's, you know, he's sort of captive right there, and that's the only place he can look is out the rear window. And the police officer asks him, "Does your landlord know what's going to happen here tonight?" And this is the time that this was written. Now, if they're going to apply everything to, if they're going to apply 2014 mindsets, where in the same, in the very same space we occupy, you know, if you look at music today, it's, you know, it's all about easy love. A lot of it's very denigrating to women. I listen to it. I mean, I like it because it has a beat. But if we're going to exist in both worlds, then we got to extend a few things both ways. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that. This is a woman, you know, who's decided what is good for her. And this is a man who decided to tell her clearly and repeatedly what he wanted. This is romance. This is in the old dance of romance where, you know, women like to be pursued. They want to hear men pitching. They want to be flattered and charmed and electric. I refuse to believe that time has passed here. If she were not one of these women, she would have left long before choosing to have another drink and a smoke. Did he lock a door? Force himself on her? Worse? All he did was declare his unabashed desire for her repeatedly, and it worked because she allowed it. When women free themselves to make choices, they do. Sometimes, maybe many times, those choices are not what other people think they should be. But 7 decades ago, Baby It's Cold Outside probably sounded scandalous to more than a few straight-laced people. Back in the day, a woman choosing to ignore convention, especially regarding sex, was almost unheard of in what was referred to as polite society. Few women who took the road less traveled back then had a walk of shame we cannot even imagine today. But Baby It's Cold Outside was the I Am Woman Hear Me Roar of an earlier generation. This should be embraced as a feminist anthem, even though the concept of feminism was all but unknown then. So, for all of you uppity women out there who are being told that you exist in a culture, a rape culture, and that, you know, I simply refuse to believe that we've gone so far down the bend that this whole idea that a woman and a man don't want to date and court and all of I'm way out of that game. Somebody come to me, email me and tell me, does courting still happen? Do we still date? Do you still go out there and do you hold hands and look at each other in the eyes and everything else and just unabashedly not care what other people think? Is that happening today, or have we gone way around that bend? Is that gone the same way as, Rear Window, the movie, just relegated to a great movie from yesteryear that most people have never seen. Most people in this generation have never seen it. Then again, most people in this generation have never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High either. I'm telling you, they're raising it against the wrong song. I am telling you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me try to explain to you why this new political correctness, where we're now applying standards to things that have come, that have long since passed, bothers me. It bothers me because of who we're applying it to. That's first and foremost. We're applying these standards now to a generation of people that laid down everything in their life in that era for World War II. This is why they're called the Great Generation. All the men went into war. All the women went into the factories. Sports was not immune. The country is, it was a different makeup then. And all of the stuff that was done was all to achieve an end, to achieve victory. And I don't know how many people died during World War II. I've never looked it up. I'm sure that there were a lot of letters that were sent. A lot of families had, big swaths of the people that went into the military not come back. It was so bad on so many levels, and yet America got together and America got out there for one purpose, one single-minded purpose. And the last time I saw that in the face of America was during 9/11. I did not see it prior to 9/11, but on 9/11, I saw us looking in the same direction with the same expression. And now, we're so far from that now. And there's people very soon that will be graduating from high school that were not alive when 9/11 happened. There are very few people now that fought in World War II still alive with us. if you go and you look at things that you take into account on, like right now, everybody's watching It's a Wonderful Life because that's become this Christmas classic. There's only a handful of the people that acted in that movie still alive today. Only a handful. Zuzu, the youngest daughter, the Virginia Patton, who played Harry Bailey's wife, she's still alive. She's in her 90s. You know, that's a generation, the likes of which, we're never going to see again. And now we're looking back at it and saying, well, this was obviously this and this was obviously that. And all of you that are doing that, all of you that get out there and say, well, this song is sexist and it's about date rape, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. You really don't. You really don't. And I'm getting sort of sick of it. Now, you can continue on with your politically correct dogma, if you will, as long as you understand that you're just going to become professionally good and adept at being offended at things. I'm not offended at things. One thing that I'm watching right now in the United States, I don't understand it. On YouTube, they just did something called YouTube Rewind, which is where they look back at 2018. And all of the YouTube superstars, who are all very young 20-somethings, in some cases teen-somethings, they all are happy that this became about, that this became the year where it was okay to talk about mental health. And I was just wondering, mental health, what's wrong with your mental health? And then I see some of these YouTubers that have tens of millions of subscribers, you know, that are, they get out there and they say, well, I need to take a break to see to my mental health. And I'm like, what have you guys got going on here? My generation, the one I came from, if we could have been in our 20s and gotten paid to make videos for people to watch, that 99% of the time with some of the videos for the big ones that I see out there, the average, like, for the big YouTube audience, the big YouTube players, the superstars out there, the average age of their audience is 10. And these are people in their 20s, and they're regarded as being savage and all this other stuff. This generation can't hold a candle to the great generation. Can't hold a candle. And I could say a lot worse stuff about it. I'm trying hard to live up to the my father's generation. And he came from that great generation. And, you know, while everybody's out there tisking and all this other stuff, I'm just wondering, what is it that you think you are? The other thing that I find genuinely interesting, now I used to, when I was in my 30s, I used to think of the age I am now as being sort of older, but not old. But now the generation coming up behind us, they look at 35 as ancient. They live in a world that has nothing to do with realism. All they see is this the trendy stuff. Whatever's trending. And that's something they got from social media. Social media makes me ill. It makes me ill. Earlier today I was having a conversation with somebody about social media oomph. And there is none. There is no social media oomph. Social media is past showing itself to be what it always was. It just it's just been discovered about this. It's a facade. It's, you know, it's, this is where everybody out there can be a celebrity and have followers and fans and all this other stuff. When in actuality, you know, I'm just me, myself, and I. Now I'm just trying to aspire to live up to a couple of expectations I've made for myself. And if I didn't have a radio show, I would not have social media. I have that purely to promote the radio show. So, as I look at this, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's now a controversial show. Charlie Brown Christmas, that's a controversial show. You people, I sincerely hope you revolt and you decide to take to the streets. And I sincerely hope that you decide that you've had enough and you're going to come and kill all of us. I do. because it's going to be a very easy day. I'm tired of being told how to live. I'm tired of being told how to think. I'm very grateful that I have this radio show so that I can spout and vent about it. But by the same token, you guys think that it's all a slam dunk, don't you? And it is, actually. The only problem is it goes the other way than from what you think it is. So while you're out there being perpetually offended by everything, and, you know, most of you default to violence. You think the thing to do is to clock somebody. One day you're going to clock somebody, and what you're going to get back in response is going, the last few seconds of your life is going to be shocking. And all of your friends are going to be shocked. And then we'll see all the stuff about this mental health and the social media memes and OMGs and, you know, all this other stuff. We'll see all of this stuff. It'll come out, and you still will be gone if that's what it comes to. That's the final analysis, because there are very few certain things in life. One of them is if you attack people constantly and you believe what you say you believe about us, and if you find all of this stuff offensive and everything, sooner or later you're going to do something about that, and we know that. You think we don't know it. A lot of us are just watching. Like I said, I hope you don't go that direction. But as I watch you continue to take everything down that means something to me, my desire becomes less and less for you to come to your senses. Think about that when you're getting offended. Some people can be a lot more offensive than you're capable of understanding. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, because he's going to be out of town this weekend. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops water drops and all the wisdom he shared.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.